My name was Anna. Then it became Fuck Meat, or My Little Slut. Everything changed when I turned 18. Until us girls turned 18, we were free to do what we liked outside of school hours. I don't know who got it worse, us or the boys. Our mothers cried and cried when everyone started turning 18. All the boys went to the vault door and were sent out into the wasteland. The overseer said that if they brought back fusion cores, they would be fed and allowed to have one of the girls for a week's rest in a small living chamber. We haven't seen any of the boys since they were forced out. Us girls, we all went to the overseer's office when we turned 18. I was the second girl to go into the overseer's living chamber. The first one, her name was Sarah. She had been in there for a month. None of us had seen her since her birthday. When I got locked into his room with Sarah, she was laying on her side on the floor. There was a collar around her neck, like the dogs near the vault door have. And there was a chain attached to it that was fastened to a latch in the wall. She wasn't wearing anything besides her collar. There were bruises all over her legs and her butt. She lay sleeping on a rug on the floor near the bathroom. The overseer was there too, standing in the middle of the room, wearing a black bathrobe. Our mom say that he was 36. He told me to take off my vault suit and hand it to him. He stared at my naked body for a long time. When I tried to cover myself, he showed me a long, thin piece strip of wood. He called it bamboo, I think. I shouldn't even be writing this. If he found out, he would cover me in stripes. I found this pen when I was laying next to the space heater. The overseer lets me sleep there if he's happy with me. I think he likes me better than the others. He lets some of the other girls out of the cages too, but not very often. He said if I try to hide myself from him, ever, that he would use his cane on me. I don't like the cane very much. The overseer told me that my childhood was over. I stood there, shaking, a virgin, while he told me that I was to forget my name and that I was the only girl for now. Until I gave birth, then I'll be maid, and then I would be old maid. Until he wanted to call me something else. You are going to be my breeding girl, he said. That's one of the nicer things he calls me. He made me get on my knees and told me to hold my hair back. Then, he put a thin steel collar on my neck and locked it with a tiny padlock. I wasn't scared, not that much. Not at first. I thought, how hard could it be to make this man happy? My mother had always stressed to me how important it was that I do this. I never quite understood why until I saw Sarah's marks and bruises, and even then, I didn't really know. That fucking cane hurts. With his finger through the D-link in my collar, the overseer pulled my back up to my feet and led me toward the wall. There was another D-link there, positioned about midway between my shoulders and my hips, with a foot-long length of chain that he attached to my collar. He had to bend forward at the waist, and all I could see was the concrete blocks. Then, he started hitting me with something. I couldn't see it at first, but it swished in the air and slapped against my ass and my thighs, and it stung. Later, I would learn that this thing he was hitting me with was called a flogger. I don't mind the flogger much. Sometimes, if he isn't hitting me with it too hard, I kinda like it. I haven't admitted it to him yet, but I'm afraid the way my pussy literally drips afterwards might be giving me away. I'm not sure. I yelped and I cried at first, though. I don't know why he was doing that. He just likes to make us girls writhe and whimper and beg for mercy. He didn't stop until I begged him to. Even then, he made me promise to be a good girl. I promised him I would be good. After I said that, he unlocked the chain and pulled me down onto his bed. I watched him shrug off the robe and crawl on top of me, pushing my legs apart. And he slapped me across the face once, and then smiled as I, frightened and shocked, I looked back up at him. And then, he took my virginity.